As part of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 7:13 p.m.
Oh, everyone knows that can't be right. 7:30? Yeah, no, it's actually 19:30 UTC. Wait a minute. 7:30? 19:30? Tobe does the math in his head. It's a crazy coincidence. What the hell is going on? Yeah, it's actually 19:30 UTC. It's some kind of miracle. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And as you have probably already realized, I am in fact drinking tea. Drinking Dahong Pao again today. The good news is that the drugs are kicking in. Those two Tylenols and the two ibuprofens I took are, finally starting to do something. And I don't feel like screaming in pain anymore, so that's always a good thing. Yes, it is. Other good things include, but are not limited to, things like randomly generated numbers. So let's listen to some randomly generated numbers right now from our favorite numbers lady. Hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 395. Number 457, number 462, number 465, number 466, number 473. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, numbers lady. But boy, that sound quality there wasn't so good. That's just the audio quality of numbers, lady. Wasn't quite as good as, say, something like Bass Drop Baby.
Bass Drop Baby.
Ugh. Yeah, so I'm having a day. I'm having some kind of day. I don't know what's happening. I couldn't go to sleep last night, and then I woke up early. I don't know if it's because it's too hot or if my leg was just hurting. It's just, it's not a very good bass drop morning.
Bass drop, baby.
Yeah, bass drop, baby. Right, so what am I doing today? I guess we know what we're doing right now. I mean, obviously we're not doing any bass drops or anything crazy like that. But somebody just walked up behind me. Hi, are you trying to walk on me? Okay. Somebody's trying to walk on me. And if you're wondering who that person is, I'll give you a hint. It's somebody who is very fluffy. And no, it's not me. It's true that I have the longest hair in this house. But I am not the winner when it comes to percentage of body covered in hair. That's right, it's you. Hi, Pippa. Pippa has arrived. She's kind of sitting in the kitty banky pit. Hi, do you want to say something? Do you want to say something on a non-radio? Do you want to be a good kitty and talk?
Bass drop, baby!
Oh, kitties don't drop basses. Never drop your bass. You're a bass drop baby. You're a fluffy kitty face baby. Ah, my hip is still kind of weird, though, I have to admit. Everything's been a little bit weird. And to make things worse, I thought of three awesome things last night. Yes, once again, at about 4:30 a.m., I started coming up with great ideas. Two of those great ideas were songs to play, some music that I wanted to hear. And I forgot the important one. I even thought, I should write this down, because earlier in the evening, I thought up some song lyrics, and I thought, that's not too bad. I should probably write that down just in case I need it later. So I put those three lines into the little notebook over here that has all my random ideas in it. And yes, it's actually a paper notebook made out of paper, and is bound by a big spiral metally spring that's nice and shiny nickel-plated chrome kind of wire of some kind, and it's ruled with blue lines, and I write in it with an actual pen. And no, it's not a fountain pen. It's a ballpoint pen. It's my favorite ballpoint pen in the world. It's the pen that Solderpunk sent me all the way from Australia. And it has an AFL schedule for the Hawks right in it. Oh, it's the greatest pen ever, right, Peppa? Yeah, even Peppa likes it. She likes the little clicky business, and she always wonders, hey, what are you doing with that thing? And she has to sniff it, and she has to try to play with it and steal it and try to hide it under the washing machine. But no, I discovered the defense for that. What you do is you clip the ballpoint pen into the little coil binding, spiral binding, chrome-plated nickel wire. And then the cat can't, you know, take it anywhere. So, you know, that's just good cat strategy.
Bass drop, baby!
Messing with this stupid thing. Yeah, I'm kind of messed up today. Geez, now I'm getting hot, even though the air conditioning's on. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be another one of these days. I can tell already. Oh my god. So what are we gonna do today? Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know. Well, I think I'm going to drink some tea. And maybe we need to see what Justin Johnson is up to. Oh, yeah, looks like he's got something new going on today. Here he is playing Hard Time Killing Floor Blues on a 12-string. Yeah, nice start there, digital media. my God. Oh, that's just ridiculous. Hard Time Killing Floor by Justin Johnson on a 12-string Furch. God, that's pretty cool. Oh, I like that a lot. I like that a lot. That's hip. Okay, what's that sound? What do I keep hearing? There's something. Is that the neighbor's dog barking, or is that my phone ringing in the other room? Oh, great. So what do we do now? Well, I don't know. We could go back to watching Hornussen videos. Hey, what's old Jörg Eggemann doing today?
Vielleicht in deinem Outfit mit deinen Schüeli da. Ja, wir probieren das einfach mal. Ja,
yeah, he's got his okay, official Hornussen shoes.
Wir sind gespannt, oder?
Extrem.
Also ich denke jetzt mal, dass wir das trocken üben. Ich gehe in dieser Geschwindigkeit hängen.
Ja, der Jüri hat es eigentlich sehr gut erklärt. Er hat sehr ruhig und alles ganz genau gezeigt. Aber ich habe irgendwie da, als ich das erste Mal den Stecken rumgeschwungen habe, ich habe echt das Gefühl gehabt, es kommt nicht gut. Es ist immer irgendwie in die Wiese rein.
Was ist los? What kind of German was that? Well, obviously that was some kind of Schweizer German. Because, yeah, Hornussen. Yeah, you know, we've talked about Hornussen a number of times here on the Dubious Goals Committee because I've never seen such a dubious sport in my life. And that's why I love it. And I wish I could go to Switzerland so I could watch it being played live. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tob, wouldn't you want to play this game yourself? Well, yeah, but this is one of those games that takes some learning, and it's a physical knack that you have to acquire just to launch that Hornus clear across the valley to the other side of the mountain, where all those other farmers are standing with their giant pizza peels trying to knock the Hornussen out of the air, because Swiss people? I don't know. I guess this is what you do when you don't have anybody to fight. Well, we're not going to the war, so what do you guys want to do? Oh, let's play Hornussen. Yeah. That's a good idea, yeah. And we'll eat Swiss food, of an example of which I cannot think at this time. I can't think at all. It's like my brain has shut down. I don't know what I need. I'm obviously missing something either in my diet or my spiritual life, but it's more likely my diet.
No.
Wait, maybe that's it.
Banana.
Maybe I just need to have a banana.
No.
See, this is what I've been talking about. I'm not going to say that it doesn't make sense, because it does make some kind of sense. You know, if you have a potassium deficiency or something weird going on like that, then your best plan, of course, is to eat a banana na 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 na
banana na na
or a banana na
banana na.
Oh, banana na. Oh. Oh, Brenda.
Banana na na.
Yeah, banana na 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 na. Or maybe we just need to go out and buy some scarves? I don't know.
Where have you been all this time? Out gallivanting? Buying scarves with your boyfriend?
His name is Terry, baby.
Oh, whoopee. Mother robot transformed into a telephone. That I'm a contact cast man at this place of business. The convenience store. Update!
And I have to. If I could just get my model robot to transform into a telephone, then I could call Catman at his place of business. The convenience store. Where's the model robot? The model robot is in the other room. Where's the cat? I don't know. She's 3 meters over there sleeping over by the window. What is going on here? Why can I not get it together today? I just do not feel good. Do I need to go to the store and get some food? Do I even have any lunch food? I don't think I do. Obviously, I could get more bananas.
Banana.
Maybe a banana.
Bernino.
But I'll tell you right now, I'm not getting any damn plantains.
Banana-na-na-na.
Because it's banana-na-na-na-na, not plantain-tain-tain-tain. Do you understand how this works? It's not hard to figure out.
King of all animals.
It's not like you need to be the king of all animals. All right, so when in doubt, I think it's always a good idea to go back to the baby metal. So let's have a little bit of baby metal with the commie band. Let's have the commie band. No, it's not commie as in communist. It's commie as in God in Japanese. A little commie band solo here before the singers go. Now the girls suddenly mysteriously rise up through the floor.
Yeah.
really like to talk to these guys. And when I say these guys, I mean the four guys who are in the band, the four guys who are actually producing the music. I wonder what they're getting paid. You think they're making 10,000 yen a day? They better be. You can make more money as a butcher. You can make more money working at Burger King. You suppose they're making 100,000 yen a week? That's the question line. You know, these guys, they're contracted. I'd also like to talk to Yui, the singer, the lead singer for this group. I'm dying to know what she's getting paid, because she's getting paid by the week. These poor kids. But I'll tell you right now, if I need a backing band for anything, I'm probably going to call these guys, the Kami Band. Although they're under contract, they're not allowed to play for anybody else, and blah, 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 blah. Does anybody even care?
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Well, after all the jets are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers carry. A broom is trivially sweeping of the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. Wind cries. They turn a blue tomorrow, shine the emptiness down on my bed. The tiny island sags downstream, cause the life of living is dead. The wind screams. The names it has blown in the past, with its crutch, its old age, and its wisdom, which was no, this will be the last. The wind cries.
A little bit of Hendrix there to close it out. The Wind Cries Mary. That's old Jimmy live in Sweden back in 1967, whenever that was. Was that even a real year? Yeah, I don't know. I can't prove it, but, you know, it might have been. Oh, boy, I got to tell you. I'm glad we're wrapping things up here, because I'm coming apart. This is not a day for me. I do not want to go to the store, but I don't have any food. You know, I'm thinking, is today going to be gyro day? Do I need to call the Greek restaurant and order myself a gyro? Yeah, that would be good. Maybe I should do that. Maybe that'll be a thing. Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee with Bananas.
Banana.
And Banina.
Banina.
So you should tune in every single day at 19:30 UTC for Banana. And other stuff like that. Dubious Goals, blah, blah. I'm Tobe, I'm gone, blah, blah.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of